Hello, it's a lovely sunny morning in Tavistock, and I've just had some good news via text from Danny. And the news is that he's got some money in his post office account, which is where the money from DWP goes, which means that at least they're considering the appeal that we put in against his Atos / DWP work fitness assessment, and so it's clear they've received it and that it's been processed, and therefore he's receiving some basic level of disability payment. You can tell I'm not entirely sure exactly what the terminology is, but you know, it means first of all that the appeal hasn't been rejected out of hand, but also it means that they're doing the basic minimum, which is to pay him some money to live off, which is pretty good news, considering we did submit it late. And I think that the thing about submitting it late, and I think my letter, I hope, was very clear on that. The letter I enclosed with the appeal, because I really, really went some length to stress the point that someone with mental health issues like Danny is not likely to be able to handle something as complicated or as shocking and disruptive as being told that suddenly all your benefits are changing, or that you're no longer entitled to a benefit, and all that goes with it, and all the scary stuff that goes with it, or the potential threatened lifestyle that goes with it. So I think, you know, if you're in that position and you're struggling to manage your life anyway, and then you go to one of these assessments and they tell you that's it, I imagine a lot of people either just don't know what to do with it, and a lot of people probably struggle to know how to appeal it, especially given that hopeless little form with the box the size of a 10 centimetre square box, where you're supposed to write the full kind of details, the full importance of your case and your argument into this little box. So I'm sure a lot of people in Danny's position struggle to even respond to it, and it wouldn't be surprising that they would just put it out of their minds and carry on, which is what Danny did. So I took lengths to point that out to the DWP when I sent the appeal in, saying, you know, of all the people in society who you're probably going to expect to have some difficulty appealing within the timescale, it's probably going to be people with brain injuries or severe mental health disability. So maybe they took that on board. I hope they did. I was, you know, my advice to anyone writing such a thing is if you can get somebody who, like me, who can stand back and write dispassionately, but home in on the key triggers that will make people in the DWP have to take action and have to take it seriously, and not press the other triggers that will make them dismiss it and write you off as just some sort of ranting political refusenik or something, which is what they probably want to do. Anyway, Danny was lucky enough to have me to be able to do that for him, and I'm quite good at doing that. So I think my writing the letter hopefully had some positive influence on that. And of course, we also have to owe a debt of gratitude to Ben Bradshaw MP, who has also started making some representations on Danny's behalf, whether or not he's done it already. And actually, I don't think he had the constituent consent form back, so he may not have been able to make that representation yet anyway. So, so far it's looking like it's going in the right direction. And so from a sunny spring-like day in Tavistock, I'm really pleased for my brother. But it doesn't end here. There's a lot more wrongs to right with this particular injustice, as most of you know. Later.